Item G8, College Avenue Path. Mr. City Engineer.
Got a pretty long write-up. I'm trying to skim through this, but please stop me if you have questions. Based on the previous motions, we are proceeding. We met with the county staff. They seem to be cooperative in assisting us to put a pathway along College Avenue. We are designing the project. Page 181, 182.
181.
Just to let you know that we do have a city project engineer that plans to start on Monday, and one of the first priorities we'd like to have her work on is this project, specifically B through D. If you recall, Section A was close to 27th Street. I'll jump ahead in the story, but today we heard from DOT that they will fund a sidewalk for Section A, 100%. Basically, that's on the south side. Yes.
Not full A.
Yeah.
Go to about here, right?
Could I just have the floor for a moment, because you know.
Let's come to an understanding. Right. Let's not make this a marathon session.
I could shorten it pretty quick because I know the project well.
Alderman Mayor.
Well, as our engineer said, that A would be funded. It's approximately 500 feet from what I can tell. I have not been able to have staff give me measurements on these sections yet, but I did a Google Earth. The first section, the entire thing comes out approximately by Google Earth, 2,500 feet. First section, approximately 500 feet. Actually, 500 feet takes us a little bit further. But that section is pretty much out of the picture. The design is going. That's going to be constructed. We've got funding for E. On the other end, A goes 500 feet, which is, if you look at the second green bar in the end of the building, the middle E on green, the sidewalk ends right about there on the Greenfield side. Greenfield got that project included as part of theirs. They stuck with a 5-foot sidewalk, so it was 100% covered. So the DOT is willing to do that. We have one pinch point on our section on the third house where the DOT is going to have to go with like a 4.5-foot sidewalk, so we don't have to acquire any right away. Otherwise, I was worried about negotiating with the right away. But I think we're good on that point. They're willing to just narrow it down. So that brings us up another about 500 feet on that. And so I do have a motion here. It's changed from what is in the packet, so I want to make sure that everyone has a copy of that. Actually, I need one. And I wanted to go over a little bit of the funding. The funding on the, if you look at under what says College Avenue Walkway, and I have the arrows, which are similar to what's up there. I've given you the lengths. Who would be the contractor? We've got Malis Engineering for the first, a contractor in the middle, which hasn't been determined, the WISDOT addition on A. The funds on E are laid out in the council packet. I've done the same exact thing for the funding on Section E, which is covered. WISDOT Section A now is covered, so the only thing we're really talking about at this point is Sections B through D, which is approximately 1,500 feet. So I have some additional new information, which I'm just going to give the clerk a copy because I didn't have time to print all these out, and I ran out of ink again. I talked with the contractor who would be the contractor for DOT from 27th Street, WISDOT, doing A. And this is an important part because he is willing to add on to the project. He says, I ran some numbers quickly, and assuming you would want a 5-inch thick concrete 5 feet wide, I would be looking at about 780 feet of extra sidewalk. I could provide it at possibly under a $25,000 cap. This would not include any driveway work or tree clearing, but there really wouldn't be any tree clearing. This would just be removing the dirt for the walkway, placing 4 inches of gravel, putting the sidewalk in, placing topsoil around the sidewalk, and seeding them all to the topsoil. I don't think it would get you all the way to the senior center, but if you could give a couple separate contracts to use, we would probably get there. These are rough estimates. So this would be a huge savings. We could bring Section E, the DOT contract, would go 500 feet. Then we'd take the additional contract with the guy and take it wherever $25,000 would take us. So that leaves me with the OR column on your sheet down here with this funding. So now we go to a new scenario. The OR is 780 feet of WSDOT contractor. He would take it out to $25,000. Then that would be Section B and D would be 1,500 feet. That would only leave 720 feet remaining to fund. 720 feet of a 2,500-foot sidewalk of funding that's not been decided or allocated. So with that, we still have the leftover $35,193, as Mark Roberta pointed out in his memo. We applied to that. That would cover about an additional 500 feet. I base this on the fact that Section E is about 30,000. And I made this section a little bit more in case there's some challenges in that. Then that leaves 220 feet, which is, and I padded this one as well, I'm saying the next 220 feet is going to cost us $35,000, and that's others. So we could get this entire thing done for $35,000. And that money could be out of TID, because it qualifies for TID. It could be out of local, or it could be impact fees. And as you heard tonight, the impact fees qualify for this area. So all the funding is there to do this and not delay it. The problem with delaying sections B through D are, one, you lose the contractor who's already there for WSDOT. And two, we have a wetland delineation and survey data from the county that are edging up on their 5 years, and we haven't got concurrence from the DNR on if they'll allow that wetland delineation to stand. So if we lose that and have to go up and do all new delineations, then we're adding project costs. So I have a motion that will still allow flexibility with staff and the funding as we go along. Motion to direct staff, including legal counsel, in full communication with the district alderperson, to continue developing the walkway along College Avenue between South 35th Street and South 27th Street, as previously directed by the council on November 17th, and to work with the county and WSDOT to include the walkway within the existing right-of-way as part of the state's 27th Street Corridor project through the project influence, and that's means the intersection, they call that the project influence, at College Avenue, roughly the point at which the road widens from one lane to two lanes, and to seek a contract from the existing contractor for a bid to continue the walkway west. Staff is additionally directed to apply existing CDBG, TID, and impact fees to the greatest extent possible to complete the project and update the council on an as-needed basis.
Or second to that motion. Or second.
I'll second that.
I have two issues with the wording on this. One is to seek a contract with the contractor. You should seek a bid, not a contract, and then have the contract with that. And I again object to using impact fees for this.
We're about to give impact fees back.
Not if we get the land. And what if we don't? Then we got something to talk about. But this project's not going to be done in 2 weeks. We're talking about CDBG money that's nowhere on site yet. So we got time to figure that portion out. So I would suggest that we change that language, get rid of the word contract. So I would strike this from the word contract. Seek a bid with the existing contractor and strike the for a bid. And then remove the impact fees from this motion. It's been moved and seconded. Alderman Mayor.
So in our packet, we've got the three alternative A, B, C laid out for us. I'm sure you did an excellent job explaining all of it, helps have it laid out differently. How does this compare to our alternatives in our packet? I'm not sure who to direct that to. Maybe Glenn, maybe Mark.
I'm not able to help because I can't follow how this.
Well, I appreciate what Alderwoman Wilhelm has done. She's taken the bull by the horns and made this project move forward. It's all good. Problem is, at the same time, the city engineer is doing the same damn thing. We got to quit that, folks. We're wasting our staff time. Like,
That's not correct, though.
I manage these people. We're wasting their time, folks. Duplicating efforts and things. And again, I appreciate what you did. It would have been good to tell him, Glenn, I'll take care of this. He's doing that. He's in the middle. I won't tell you. Alderman Mayor.
Well, hasn't there been new information come along? I mean, I don't know if the information in the packet was saying anything about WISDOT paying for that whole section. So I guess to me this seems like a more updated version of what is reality.
I don't disagree with that, but what I'm saying is in parallel paths, we've got two people doing the same thing. Can't be doing that anymore. Alderman Wilhelm.
My goal is to solve a safety problem on College Avenue, and if it takes my involvement to make that happen, I am more than willing to put my time in. I represent this district, and I want to represent it well, and I have no problem putting my time in. The new information takes off a significant amount of cost to this project. Under alternative B is probably the closest one in the middle of the document, where
alternative B is located on what piece of paper?
Page
184. Alternative B says that the WISDOT share is $36,000 and the local share from the TID would be $11,000. That is not correct on several levels. One, we now have something that says it would be included as a project at no cost to the city. So that saves us $47,000 from the project. We've got the next section, which talks about block grant. That's correct, $63,193. $30,000 of that is already allocated to Section E to build it, because as you know, we've made the motion to go out and design it and get the contract. The contractor's been signed to build that using the block grant money. Now, we could use impact fees, we could use block grant money, but the issue is the money is there for Section E if we use $30,000 in block grant. So if you look at the one I gave you under Section E, you'll see $7,509. Everyone follow me on that one? There's $5,551 in impact fees. That's not what the council motion was, but Mr. Liberta took it upon himself to say, why use city money when we can use impact fees? If the council doesn't want to use the impact fees, we already allocated $15,000. The contractor design was $9,000. That leaves the extra $6,000 that's going to fall to the bottom line tonight, because we didn't allocate to carry that over. So what Mr. Liberta did is he broke that up. Instead of using our $15,000 we already made the motion on, he took it from impact fees. So it costs the city not out of that park development fund. Then he added the he has the $3,549 from the Park Development Fund instead. So that was our share of the impact fee. So $9,000 for the contract comes out of those first two figures. If you add those two, that's what we as a council said for design. And then the block grant, $30,000 is for design. So that's all of Section E. You don't have to use impact fees, but Mark Liberta said, why not, instead of using that money? So I just went along with what he said. It's exactly what he has on his sheet. On the Section A, it's a completely different scenario because the cost is now zero where it was $47,000. So that's why I have the zero on that column. Section B and D, he has that it would be $104 in impact fees, the $35,000 in block grant money, which is what I have on here, and then $66,000 in other city funds. Well, we can cut that down because if we get the contractor to go an additional over from A, that $66,000 in other city funds can be cut down to $35,000 and use the block grant money that's remaining from the $65,000. That's where the $35,193 comes from. So you apply that to that section. And the money's there. If this qualifies for TID, if you don't want to use impact fees, my motion says take it out of the TID. My motion is completely flexible with staff on how they want to apply the monies. If they want to use CDBG, if they want to use TID, if they want to use impact fees, it's all flexible. Keep in mind the original project we put in the budget for $350,000 in the budget. It's in the budget for $350,000. And I'm asking this council for approximately $35,000 out of either TID, local, or an impact fee share to get this project done. So there might be a little bit of moving numbers around on how you want to see the TID, you know, how you want to do that, but you know, we don't have to take it out of impact fees if you're willing to look at the TID option. We can split it up. We can do TID, we can do local, we can do impact fees, but the bottom line is there's enough money to get this contract done. Or we can wait and let the wetland delineation expire. We can spend a lot of staff money on a TAP grant and take our chances. But we have funding, and I don't know, I guess I think that TID or impact fees are meant for citywide, and the people in this district in wheelchairs and the handicapped people, they deserve just as much access to our park system as anyone else does. And I don't understand the objection to taking care of a safety problem. So,
objection to that statement. There is no objection to taking care of a safety problem. We all want to do that.
No,
please.
The mayor is not wanting to use impact.
Absolutely correct. But you're again, Alderman, you're making something political that's not. It's very simple. It's very simple as far as I'm concerned. It's a county road. The city of Franklin taxpayers pay almost $22 million a year to Milwaukee County. Where's our return on investment?
They're giving you a...
Alderwoman, please. There's such a bad habit up here.
Well, you asked the question, so I was responding to it.
It's a rhetorical question. It needs no response.
Well, it does at some point deserve an answer.
This issue has taken far too much time.
Well, it's because you're objecting.
We can play back a tape that Ms. Nitta recorded that says I am in favor of this, and I am. I am not in favor of spending taxpayer dollars from the city of Franklin levy to do this. I've said that a million times. Now, I have a question for Mr. Ratzenberg. Sorry, Paul, but you knew this was coming. Is there expenditure available under the TID to accomplish this? Whether it's 65 or 33 or who the hell knows what number it is.
The project is located within a region that the TID could pay for. by conversation with the city engineer, an argument to be made that this provides access to the retail area of the TID. As I mentioned in the council action, I have a concern that the TID has already spent most, if not all, of its available project costs for the previously approved 27th Street project. So there may not be funds available in the TID to pay for this project. And until we get additional information from engineering on the 27th Street project, we won't know.
All right, Mr. City Engineer, when can you provide finance that answer?
Keep in mind, this is 27th Street. Next year, they're going to be working on our side. I was just at a meeting with Oak Creek Water. They had a lot of unexpected expenses when they were working on their side at various things that they may or may not be reimbursed for, large majority that may not be. So to answer your question, probably the end of the project. As I understand the TID, obviously, we can go back and we can reallocate more funds, but there has to be the funds there to allocate this.
Okay. Alderman Mayor.
So Wisconsin is giving us part of the sidewalk for free. The county is giving us $65,000 at this point, plus the use of the wetland delineation that I'm sure would cost probably well over $30,000 or $40,000 to try to do something like that. So we are getting quite a bit of money from the county. We are getting, you know, the state funds. I feel as though the use of the impact fees would be reasonable going back to the first discussions of this subject when the city attorney talked about the access to the different parks that are in that area where there is no access currently. Plus, of course, the access to the retail. So I would be very in favor of using the impact fees, plus we have an impact fee issue. So the sooner we can get on that, I feel the better.
Well, this is, of course, your decision. But I hear this rhetoric all the time about it's county money did 76th Street, county money did North Cape Road, county money's doing CDBG. It's patently untrue. County is the fiscal agent for federal and state funds to rebuild our roads. No county dollars. CDBG money is federal money, not county money. They're acting as a fiscal agent. So please don't fall into that political trap of believing that the county's giving us something. They ain't giving us nothing. And that, my friends.
If it wasn't for the county being the agent for that money, we wouldn't be getting that money anyway. So working with the county, we are getting that money. And that,
correct,
it really doesn't have anything to do with this conversation. The city attorney was going to say something, and I'd like to hear that.
Mr. City Attorney.
Only with regard to impact fees. Part of what I had said forever is improvements have to go on city property. That's why we talked about easement. We understood about getting easement from the county as well as any private property owners where necessary. I heard for the first time on a phone call from DOT today that don't need an easement if a 4.5 foot at the pinch point on Section 8 is A-okay. So earlier I understood don't need an easement for that. So zero cost, don't need easements for impact fees because you're not spending impact fees, but it would require an easement, which staff can undertake with regard to the county, because I understand the county has already offered to deliver easements, but the balance of the property would have to be with private property owners willing to do that, but it would take that easement for the rest of it.
Mr. Lubert.
And I apologize if I don't fully understand your option at the bottom with the negotiation with the contractor, but this may be something for the city attorney. I think the definition of public works project might prohibit you from being able to carve out a section of the project in order to directly negotiate it, and unintentionally, but could be perceived as with an intent to circumvent the public bidding requirements of public works. So that's way more into his bailiwick than mine, but I've heard that issue before.
Mr. City Attorney.
I was going to say, with regard to a suggested motion, or it's already been moved and seconded with regard to an amendment, that the language about to seek a contract with the existing contractor for a bid be changed to, and to seek bids for the construction of the continuation of the walkway west as may be necessary. And
you had something else to add?
I was going to add, I have a vague recollection of one of the many, many across the board from all departments, legislative changes this year, and I think I saw some increase in the $25,000 and above requirement for public bidding.
I'm not sure that passed, but yeah.
But I don't know, and that's a question for the city engineer.
Mr. Moore.
When I read this, I wonder, is the intent to bid it out like this next month? I mean, we still need to design it. I'm really concerned about other pinch points, because I think, based on your conversation just now, I don't think we can do a regular, quote, sidewalk, because of the situation where the properties come way out next, almost to the edge of the shoulder. So we talked about different issues, and so what I envisioned B through D, and then we didn't even talk about what's going over the culvert situations. I mean, there's going to be some complicated sidewalk there that's not going to look like what it does on Section 8.
Alderman Well.
I understand that. And that was why I had such a significant amount of money on the 220 feet for $35,000. The first 500 feet, we had only, you know, the $30,000 on construction. So this more, you know, makes up for that. It's more than double the amount for that length. So I did incorporate that cost into that. And I understand about the design issues. This takes into consideration that you're going to design in-house. I thought that was the understanding.
Yes.
It doesn't say go out and build this right now, but it gets it in place so when the DOT is ready to start A, we're there. We're ready. If we don't start this now and they pick up the project and start building the sidewalk and we're sitting here still trying to figure out what to do, we're going to lose all the value of that cost, in addition to losing the wetland delineation if we don't start designing. So I'm trying to save the city money by getting this done in a prompt manner and using fees that are flexible. It doesn't say at any point in this does it demand that impact fees have to be used. It doesn't demand TID. It doesn't demand anything. It says to the city staff, you have the flexibility and you have the tools you need between in-house, between DOT, between the ability to work with the contractor who's doing that, between all of these funding sources to make this project a safe pedestrian walkway for the district. You have the tools here with this motion. This motion isn't much different than the motion that already passed it on November 17th, except now it includes the TID. I'm just restating a continuation of developing the project. So all I'm saying is let's keep working on this. Here's all the tools you have. If it says to come back on an as-needed basis. So if you have complications you run into, you come back to us and let us know what they are. There's plenty of time to get the contracts and bid on the contracts. There isn't any bidding in here, as you can see. There isn't any money allocated. It's just showing you what your tools are.
Negotiation with the contractor.
Seek a contract with the existing contract.
Seek a contract. So get.
That's generally a bidding process.
I'm asking you to go to the guy and say, you're really overcomplicating this. The guy's going to be out there with his truck. Okay? He's going to be out there building Section A DOT, giving us the exact same thing that Greenfield got for free to Franklin for free, because the guy at the county is working with the DOT and has helped the city to solve that right-of-way issue, and they're going to take care of that for us. So while the guy is out there, the contractor, Michaels, while they're out there, they're willing to work with us and extend an extra whatever amount that you want to do. He's willing to take it all the way to meet the other project if you want to do that, but you got to go out for bid for that length. He's willing to go with a smaller amount of section to stay within the bidding. He's willing to work with us. So I'm giving you the tools to do what's best in the most economically friendly way and to get this project and move it along, so by next spring we are not piecemealing it and having one section built, one section undetermined, and a piece in the middle that we have funding for that we lost a wetland delineation on and we can't move forward. That's all it's doing.
There's a sign in many businesses that I call on, and it relates to service hours and billing rates. It says, billing rate, if I do it, $10 an hour. Billing rate, if you consult, $30 an hour. Billing rate, if you want to help, $100 an hour. It's exactly what we got going on here today. We have professional staff to do this stuff, and I appreciate what you've done, but there's state bidding on it. Alderman Mayor, it's driving me crazy.
I'm wondering if we wanted to change the motion to what the city attorney had said about amending that.
Yes, I accepted that amendment. I just didn't have the opportunity.
Well, we're going to restate the whole thing in a minute.
Okay, I second it.
Alderman Mayor.
We've had this discussion various times about issues like this, that we get handed this at the last minute and we're expected to vote on this tonight, but it's different than what's in the packet. So I'm really not comfortable voting on this tonight. It may make all the sense in the world, but I can't quite do it. Now, in our packet, in Alternate A, it costs $291,000. How does this not cost $291,000?
The contractor's prices are cheap. And there's no A being done because there's no cost in A.
So this $36,000 we take out.
Yes.
Okay. On this one, it's local $11,000. And I don't want to go line by line through this. I think this should be vetted by staff and brought back to us somehow in the same format here if we have time for that. This one, Alternate A, shows us the savings of $150,000 doing it over 2 years. You get the sidewalk, you do it over 2 years, you take advantage of all of these other funds.
And you spend a significant amount of money for a cap grant that might not come in and more staff time, and you lose the
Alderman, let's agree that we will continue to either address the chair or ask for the floor.
I was asking.
I understand that, but that's not how it works.
So I would just like to see. I would just like to see how this compares to this in the same format, line by line. I just am not seeing that on here.
Alderwoman Mayor.
And I understand your point, Alderman Mayor, but I don't believe that the motion, the way it stands, changes anything of what we've already done since November. It just continues the process and tries to get staff to look more deeply into the different ways that we can do this project efficiently and effectively using the least amount of money possible.
Staff has done a ton of work on this project, in addition to their other duties. If you look at the five pages that the city engineer has produced, it didn't take 2.5 minutes. It took about 50 emails, right? And a lot of time. We've got to treat our staff better than this. This is absurd. It is absurd. Alderman Mayor, you own a company. You understand about staff resources. Dan, you manage a fire department. Mark, you own a company. It's like, this is crazy. And if your motion is exactly as you presented as just restating the last motion, why are we doing it? We've occupied almost an hour on this subject. Tonight, we've occupied an hour yelling and screaming at each other last meeting. Let's knock this stuff off. Come on. I understand you want this project. I want this project. But let's do this right. We got public bidding requirements involved in this now. So refer it to staff. They understand we want to get going on this project, and let's move on. Alderwoman Wilhelm.
The last time I sat before this council, I had the exact same motion. And city attorney or city engineer Glenn Morrow said, I have nothing to move forward with. And he looked directly at you. I don't have a project, basically. So in the council chambers, I'm told on the record, there is no project. Outside the council chambers, I'm told, Kristen, what's your problem? We're working toward this. Now, you want this council to believe that staff spent hours and hours on this timesheet. Well, I'm going to tell you how it really went. I helped with the most of this action sheet. I provided a significant amount of this information. And there was a lot of stuff in here that didn't really even have to go in here. Yes, I had a complaint about it. I counted up over a dozen people that have been involved in this. This council action sheet probably cost us about $7,000 to put together. I'm not in favor of continuing to do that. That's why I want to allocate the issue to them and get them to get the project going. We have funds. Your goal is to throw red flags up and not let them get going on it and get it done. I don't want that to happen. This motion does not bind anyone's hands. It lets the staff do their job, and it does the things that you're suggesting that are incorrect. So I know, Mayor, where you truly, I'm just going to leave it at that, that this project has had so much work on it, and I've been up here as an alderman putting my time into this city for a long time, and I got a really good handle on this project. This gets the job done. There's no reason why we can't get the job done with this right here at a very minimal cost. Council wanted me to look for other options. Boy, did I dig deep for other options. I'm the one who brought in the TID documents to the staff meeting and said, here's the pink lines. It qualifies. I'm the one who went to the DOT and the county and said, hey, we got a right-of-way problem. I'm the one who tracked down the plat map and said, hey, look, guys, we got 180-foot square foot pinch point here we have to deal with. I have been working very hard on this project, and you are discrediting my work and telling me that I'm discrediting staff's work. I'm trying to help them. I'm trying to help the city get this project done. And all you can do is throw up red flags and say that I'm criticizing staff to make me look bad with the staff. You need to stop doing that. I'm perfectly willing to work with Glenn. I was out there walking the site with them. Mr. Liberta came out there with a new action sheet at the last minute after we all looked at it and said, well, I think I need to run some more figures and add all. He added all of this from like what? What time did you meet me on site to when you raced back and got it back to the council? You didn't spend like hours and hours and hours like the mayor wants everybody. You spent time on it. It's great. I appreciate it. It's not as up to date as it is because we had new information. And this does not take away from any of the work you did. In fact, it gives you more tools because now you have more funding sources to not use city money. I'm sorry College Avenue is a county road, but it is. And the county does not pay. pay for the pedestrian access along county roads. It is the municipality's responsibility for the local pedestrians. As much as the mayor does not want to believe that, it is the county's responsibility for traffic. They do the road. They leave the county share. And I talked to the city of Greenfield. You wanted me to talk to Greenfield? I talked to them. I talked to the city engineer. I talked to the city of Oak Creek. They agreed. The county leaves the pedestrian access up to the local municipality. The difference is when they're state or federal funds, they will knock down a share. We missed that boat when we stood our ground on this the last time around and wouldn't do anything. Now you're going to miss the boat with the DOT. Now you're going to miss the boat on the wetland delineation. You just keep wanting to make the project go up. And I'm not talking to my colleagues. I'm talking about the guy in the middle seat who won't let us move forward on this motion, that there's no reason not to move forward on this motion. You said yourself, it reiterates what's in there. So there is no harm in this motion. If the council wants to make this motion, and it has a motion and a second, we should be allowed to vote on this motion without you telling us we can't. I am going to call the question on the motion. I've called the question on the motion.
Is there a second to call the question?
Second.
Question has been on the call of the question. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? On the question, Madam Clerk.
Alderwoman Wilhelm moved to direct staff, including legal counsel, in full communication with the district alderperson, to continue developing the walkway along College Avenue between South 35th Street and South 27th Street as previously directed by the council on November 17, 2015, and to work with Milwaukee County and Wisconsin Department of Transportation to include the walkway within the existing right-of-way as part of the state's 27th Street corridor project. Through the project influence on College Avenue, roughly the point at which the road widens from one to two lanes, and to seek bids for the construction of the continuation of the walkway west as may be necessary, and further that staff is additionally directed to apply existing community development block grant, tax increment district, and impact fees to the greatest extent possible to complete the project and update the council on an as-needed basis. Seconded by Alderwoman Mayor.
The question has been called. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Madam Clerk.
Alderwoman Mayor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayor.
Abstain.
Alderman Danner.
Aye.
Motion is approved. Four ayes, no noes, one abstention, one absent. For the record, I never used the word criticize. I never made an attempt at all to stop this motion. And it's always good to know what I'm thinking as interpreted by someone else. I appreciate that. All right, let's move on to item 11. Mr. Liberta, proposal for a video conference system.
The council action sheet identifies the fact that in this year's budget,
Dan,
we did have some funding available for capital projects that enhance safety or improved efficiency. These are two items that have been some interest to the city, but I haven't pursued them, wanting other departments to potentially use it for other purposes. But as it's the end of the year, I'm bringing them to your attention. In case the Common Council wishes these to be pursued, the sound system has been something that has been pointed out many times. There will become some point where FCC issues a license to somebody, and all of a sudden these three microphones will just stop working one day. We've had other concerns about the sound system in general, and this would enable an upgrade of that. That's option one. If you're interested, we've identified in the motion that you could give us direction to go do some planning for it. We would then bring back specific proposals that you could then award. I would encourage you not to do it unless you anticipate awarding it, just because we don't need the extra work. So I wouldn't encourage you to do it if you just want to see the price. But if you're serious about it, then the motion would be called for. The other one is a video conferencing capability. This one is a little different because you say, well, we haven't had it for now. Why would we ever need this? The technology world is moving that way. We haven't used it because we only use a hammer for things, because that's the only tool we have, a hammer. Now, this is a tool that is becoming more and more common. I could see a lot of opportunities for efficiencies, not only for staff having more effective meetings with, for example, attorneys and engineers that may be in Brookfield and Waukesha and nearby places where we're just saving hours of staff time driving there and back. But it can also be used very effectively in some economic development issues, and I think it could save a lot of potential travel costs and give our new economic development director a chance to be at least face-to-face with people and us to look like a progressive community with modern technology and infrastructure. If the Common Council wanted me to pursue something like this, I've got three professional, two nationwide vendors that have local Milwaukee area offices, and another one that has is just a smaller Milwaukee firm that's done work for us before and put in a similar system in the school district. They did Oak Creek sound system, so we'll look at least three different bids and bring them back to you sometime in the first quarter.
And Skype is video conference.
Pardon?
Skype is video conferencing.
Skype is video conferencing. We've done that. We've used it where essential, but you don't get the quality, you don't get the quality experience that you're looking for. When we used it, for example, for a couple interviews we needed, instead of flying somebody out to us and spending $1,500 to $2,000 to interview a candidate, we use Skype. The quality's just not what you would expect. You also have difficulty letting the person being interviewed see everybody in the room there. And if you were doing an economic development meeting, you might want them to be able to see more people instead of just taking your laptop and sliding the camera around the table. This is the mayor. This is the alder person. This is, it's a modern professional tool that the city might want to invest in. And so I'm just bringing it to you. If you're interested, we'll pursue it and make it happen, or at least bring back the poll.
Questions for staff? Alderman Mayor, Alderman Schmidt.
I have a question whether or not the video system would have any way of keeping track of the meeting times and dates and, kind of a log as to how it's being used and what it's being used for.
That would be easy to probably do. I don't know that we would record each of the meetings, but I'm sure it'd be easy to keep such a log.
Mark, I think you're not catching what I interpret. But your question is these meetings, is it going to record, keep track of?
No, but that's actually a really good question.
I got credit for something tonight.
Just keeping a log, and I know that we could write it down and whatever, but does the actual equipment keep a log as to it doesn't have to record the conversation and that kind of thing, but just when the video conferencing is going on and to who and that kind of thing?
I'm not familiar that it does that. I haven't looked into it that level of detail, but there may be workarounds that do that. For example, most of them are associated with a laptop, and on that laptop we could buy the separate software that's a keystroke tracker, so we know when anyone's using that, and you're going to have when they logged on, when they logged off, the period of inactivity. So there might be a workaround to do that automatically if if you're not trusting sort of just a check-in, check-out system.
Yeah, that would actually be important to me to know like how it's being used and, you know, if it's being used a lot, you know, if we needed upgrades and that kind of thing, just to know how much it's being used.
We can try and build that into the proposal, at least come up with some strategies to try to address that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want just somebody writing on a pad of paper, you know, hey, they had a meeting with Rupert Milkey. I'd rather have it tracked in something that we're going to pay for like this.
Probably would work because they all tend to also have phone systems, and the phone system usually tracks calls. So we have people track it through the phone billing.
Sure, perfect.
So,
Alderman Schmidt.
Yeah, in the motion, you have it listed as the potential $35,000 for improving the sound system, and then the other part for the video conferencing, that would be an additional up to $50,000. So you're looking at an approximation of $85,000 total. And are you looking for one part of, for at least one to be approved, or two of them combined for a total of $85,000?
Actually, I think for starting purposes, if you gave me, if you put $35,000 in each
Mark,
of those numbers.
Mark, the answer is yes.
Yes. I mean, that's the best. If you're...
good Lord.
There is, no. Yeah, there's $85,000. Yeah. That's the best, because then we can go, we can have some flexibility, we wouldn't be low telling everyone, just give us the lowest, and we'll look for what's the most efficient, best technology to give the quality thing in both examples.
So you're saying, yes, you'd like us to approve, what, $85,000 for the total?
The combined $85,000 would be the give us a lot of flexibility in bringing back good proposals.
Or $35,000 or $50,000, whatever you want.
One or the other or both.
That's correct. Anyone else? Alderman Mayor.
What's your priority if you only get one?
Take the 50.
This has been annoying me and others.
Point of order.
I would probably look at the video conferencing, because that's moving us forward, and I would hope this survives for another budget year or two, and then we'll fix it. I'm being real honest here, and then when it dies, we'll have to fix it anyway. So I think it's a tool. The video conferencing is a tool of the future that we just don't know we need yet, because we don't have it. You know, I look at, I'll give you one example that I think is a good example. I'll make it quick. Dual monitors in front of people. Everyone says, why do you need two monitors? But wow, it increases your efficiency so much. You save just minutes and minutes here and there, and you know, people are saving a half hour, hour a day all year long. Something you just don't think you need. You don't realize how beneficial it is. I think video conferencing would be the same thing.
Alderman Schmidt.
I'd like to make a motion to direct staff to proceed to obtain proposals for a video conferencing capability for the amount not to exceed $50,000, and to direct the finance director to bring forth a budget modification in 2016 that carries forward and reappropriates said funding into the unrestricted contingency appropriation.
I have to admonish the Alderman. Open records, open meetings, please avoid site conversations. All right, there's been a motion made. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. So then move to G12, carryover 2015 IS related capital outlay and capital improvement funds. Is there a motion?
There's a question.
Alderman Willem.
What's going to happen to the $15,000 we already allocated? Because I didn't see any action or anything on that money that was allocated. And there was no council change to allow, you know, shifting of these monies. This motion would allow the shifting of these monies, which wasn't previously. But is that the intent? Because before this motion was made, We had $15,000 allocated for the design contract with, which until this motion was made on College Tonight, that was $15,000 coming out of the park capital improvement.
Oh, Alderman, are you on G12?
Yeah, it's capital improvements. And
the
money
IT
came
department.
From, well, I know, but it's changing the capital improvement budget. And so I'm asking about, do we...
These are capital outlay purchases itemized within the IT budget. This has nothing to do with the capital improvement fund and major projects.
Well, the item says, and capital improvement items. I realize it says for information services, but it also says, and capital improvement items. So I figured since that's a capital improvement item, and the $15,000 will drop to the bottom line, that...
No, I apologize if there's any... confusion. The only reason it says in capital outlay items is because all of these items are budgeted, are set forth for the information services budget, except for the two climate-controlled security closets for fire station 2 and 3. Those are in the capital improvement fund, but they're IT-related, so I rolled them into here. So I had to state that the way I did, but it only addresses those two items to carry forward. It doesn't do anything with any of the remainder of the...
I know it doesn't do anything, and so I'm asking the question about what happens to it, that's all, because it wasn't addressed. There are capital improvement, other funds that didn't get addressed within this item. Never mind. We have another meeting probably coming up. If it needs to be carried over, we should probably look at it.
Okay, then, is there a motion regarding this matter? Okay, moving on.
I'll make the motion to approve the plan.
Good Lord.
The intent to carry over the above list of 2015 information service capital outlay items to 2016 amount not to exceed $126,139 in the two capital improvement fund security closet projects for $12,500 each, and to direct the finance officer to bring forth a budget modification in 2016 that carries forward and appropriates said funding for the purchases and implementation of these capital outlay items.
Second.
Thank you. Discussion. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to G13, authorization to retain a part-time billing inspector. If you look at the council action sheet.
So moved. Motion to authorize billing inspection to retain the additional part-time billing inspector during 2016, subject to no need for the use of additional fund balance as per the recommendation, subject to the director of administration providing a report and update at the second regular meeting of April 2016.
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to G14, closed session regarding labor agreements.
Motion to go into closed session. Is it necessary?
Yes.
Okay, motion to go into closed session.
The Common Council may enter closed session pursuant to 19.85 sub 1 sub C and sub E of the statutes to consider negotiation and collective bargaining strategies for and guidelines for agreements between the City of Franklin and the Franklin... Professional Police Officer?
Mark?
Franklin Professional Police Officers Association and the Franklin Professional Firefighters Association, Local 2760, IAFF, for competitive and bargaining reasons, and to re-enter open session at the same place thereafter to act on such matters as discussed herein as the Common Council deems appropriate.
5-minute recess.
Second.
Hold it.
Second.
Hold it. There was no further. There's no motion.
Second.
And you seconded it? Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Help yourself. No problem. I can't vote. Suzanne's not here.
All
right, Madam Clerk. You guys, I swear to God, you guys. Madam Clerk, don't blame us. You're the one standing up.
Okay, that's enough.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Alderman Dan.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Recess for
Alderman
five
Mayor.
Minutes.
No, just go. Alderman Mayor is
Alderwoman Mayor.
Alderwoman Mayor. I'm sorry. We're in closed session. It is 2:50. We are returned to open session. There is no action on closed session item. Let the record reflect that Alderman Dan Mayer left the council at
9:50 p.m.
We're back in open session. We move on to item H1, licenses. Alderman Dandridge.
Licensing committee would like to make the following recommendations. Operator New Holly Smith, approve with letter. Operator New Joshua Haru, hold for attorney review and opinion. Christopher Dickerson, approved. Teresa Przybylski, approved. Jeffrey Raymond, hold for appearance. Amusement device operator, Stricker Rich Amusement, that's hold for review and attorney opinion. Temporary Class B Beer and Wine, St. Paul's Lutheran Church, Gallo Live Auction, approved. Temporary Entertainment and Amusement, St. Paul's Lutheran Church, Gallo Live, that's approved. First one was Beer and Wine. St. Martin's Tours Spaghetti Dinner, that event was canceled. And Franklin Lionesses Club, St. Martin's Fair, People Uniting the Betterment of Life, approved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to item I1. Is there a motion approving in that general checking account city vouchers in a range of 158878 through 159017, the amount of $962,107.89, dated December 2nd through December the 10th?
So move.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandria?
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Motion is approved. 4 ayes, no noes, 2 absent, and no abstentions. Is there a motion approving the net payroll dated December 11, 2015, the amount of $458,998.53 in payments to various payroll deductions in the amount of $270,760.77 plus city manager payments?
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderwoman Mayor?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Alderwoman
Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman
Dandria?
Aye.
Mayor, point of information?
Sorry.
Quick way to interrupt.
Alderman Liberta.
Before you read the last one, then everyone rushes out, I just want to point out that unless I hear an objection tonight relative to payments, under our resolution that allows which checks we can release, one of the statements is payments to units of government is required by statute or general practice. We do have in the budget for this year funding for 2 payments to the IRS for certification and determination letters on our pension plans. We've been working for 2 years on this, and I think we're going to make it. So those checks may need to be cut out, and they are appropriated and itemized and noted in, I think, each of the last 2 budgets that the money's there for. So I just wanted to let you know, since they're larger than usually occurs in those governmental payments for a general practice, that the labor attorney we use, Matt Flannery from Brookfield, will probably complete the applications that we need to the IRS such that we'll be cutting those checks under that prior authorization unless I give guidance that we don't believe.
Motion carries, 4 ayes, no noes.
No two, votes required.
Two abstentions. I'm sorry. No abstentions, 2 absences.
I voted 5.
Is there a motion approving the net payroll dated December 24th, estimated $375,000, and payments of the various payroll deductions in the amount of an estimated $400,000 plus city match payments?
So moved.
Second.
Whichever one you want to take.
I'll second it.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandridge.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Motion is approved. 4 ayes, no noes, no abstentions, 2 absent. Again, Merry Christmas. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, motion carries.